You are given much information in your world about what you need to do to manifest. And we would like to speak to you about what you need to be to manifest. Because the most powerful part of manifestation is that. If you were going, let us say, to a concert or a play, and someone had memorized all of the notes or knew all of the lines and all of the words and did not miss a single word, but you might find yourself having difficulty connecting with what was going on or even staying awake for it if it was a particularly long thing. And the reason for that would be that that kind of manifesting is manifested in doing, in memorizing, in producing, but it is not connected to being. And it is in the connection to the being that you will find the power in your manifesting. You have some patriarchal challenges here because you have heard so much about choosing the right thing, choosing the right person, picking the right way, as though all of that lived separately from being in the energy of what you want to create. And that is simply not true. It does not mean that you could not create to some degree that way or manifest to some degree, but you will not be able to hold it if it is not connected to who you are, to what you are, to the being part of you. Now then, in this year, as the channel mentioned before, the wind is at your back. It is in your favor. The alignment of the energy of this year is built to support you creating, pressing forward. Now, we want to talk to you for a moment about the importance of filtering. This is something that is often not spoken about, but is extremely important. Because in order to be at one with what you want to manifest, you must clean your filters. That is simply something that you must do. And what does that mean? If you do not clean your filters, then you contradict your being. Let us say that again. You contradict your being. So you say, I want to move up in the world, but you have a filter that when you feel through it or speak through it is saying, but I am not worth it. And that is what we have to be careful about, because a clogged filter will prevent you from manifesting the thing that you want to do next. Now, there are several ways to look at that. And one of them, of course, is in what we call your secret speech. You might never say aloud, I am not worthy or I am not enough. But that might be what is going on in your secret language inside. So that filter needs to be cleaned. And do you know how that is going on? Well, you do not need to worry about knowing what is going on there, because it is going to be not manifesting in your life. When you are not manifesting what your being wishes to manifest, then you have a clogged filter. And we want to see what it is that's clogging the filter and what we need to do to clear that out. Now, we are going to give you a rather ordinary example of this. And let us say that you are going to a party And there is much going on at the party that is unpleasant or that is not what you like. And you decide that you are not going to focus on that. You are going to find the thing at that party that you can relate with. You are going to find a person or a way to move or a way to explore that is like you. So you are taking your being to the party, but you are not letting what is going on at the party influence your being. You are going to seek out, and this is a clear filter, you are going to seek out in that situation what is good for you. And you are going then to share energy with whatever that is. Certainly we understand if it is not there at all, feel free to leave and right away because you do not want to hurt yourself. But so often it is this filtering system that makes your life unhappy and blocks you from being able to manifest what you really want to do. Now, when you have heard many times the saying, the glass half empty, well, that is an exercise in filtering. When you are looking at something in life, are you looking for the fullness of it? Are you looking for the not enoughness of it? To have a not enough filter is a very dangerous thing. Because then in every situation in life, that is what you are going to find. You are going to find the thing that is not enough. That is not something we want to do in a year that is really set for manifesting what you do want. You want to watch, if you want to keep your filters clear, be very careful about criticism, certainly self-criticism, but also criticism of everything around you, because that energy means you are looking for what is not good. And a clear filter makes you want to look for what is good and what is like you, because you want to empower your being. And so these are the things that we want to watch in the year. Now, we are going to take one moment and discuss briefly a phrase that we find appalling, but we hear it used a lot, and that is fear of success. It is not fear of success. It is fear of power. It is fear of becoming who you are, of knowing that you are able, moving out of the filter that will only show you what you are not able to do. We need to clean that filter. Because it is not, once as we said before, it is not succeeding that makes you afraid. It is fear. It is fear that you are going to have to leave a pattern that makes you small. You are going to have to leave the thoughts that make you not deserving. You are going to have to clean some very powerful filters. And when you do that, it is not going to be comfortable. And that is the illusion that you are given, that if you simply clean all these filters, then you will have the bright, happy thoughts and they will be familiar and comfortable, and they will not. The thoughts that keep you small, that keep you down, will go to war when you find the thought that will lift you up. But you must never take that personally. You must understand that as part of the growth process. Now, there is a great deal more to say about this, but we will give you some time to speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe in the energy of the new year. Exhale the old. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rain falling and washing away anything that might have caught in your field. Feel it washed away so that your field is bright and new and clear. And feel power from the earth come up and into your root center. And feel that power beginning to inform your body and your spirit and your being about the best way to manifest as yourself in your power. Allow that energy to move in your root center and to make a form and a guidance path for you. And feel power move up into your second center and displace judgment and shame and anything that would prevent you from respecting and honoring and knowing who you really are. And knowing that the second center will cleanse and clean and keep you strong. Feel power come up and into the solar plexus. And let that power displace any emotions that lie to you about who you really are. Feel them removed from your body. And breathe power into your heart. And feel your heart begin to grow, to expand. Feel its golden light begin to fill you and direct you, to move past your body and to impact the world around you. And feel strength move into your communication center. And let that power displace, weaken,